Yeah.
Aloha, everyone. All right. Everyone's talking to each other. Okay, let's go ahead and get going. Go ahead and take, go ahead and take three big breaths. Good. Go ahead and take another breath. So let's go ahead and use some energy of light rain to come through and just waterfall out all of the stuff that's not you in your field. So that's collective feelings, that's politics, that's family stuff that's not really related to you. Just let all of that go. A lot of you are running a few programs, picking up collective things as if it was your own to solve. We're all going to solve these things individually, which shifts the collective rather than taking it all in and working on it that way. So let's go ahead and just let all that go. And that is any subject in the news, any widespread fear, concern. Okay, let's strengthen everyone's core. All right, good. I want to talk about stories. I love stories. I really love stories. But I want to talk about our personal stories and how we work with them. Now, if your story, if a story that you're saying in your head over and over again assists you in getting down to how you feel, it's perfect. But I also want you to check and see if your story is actually keeping you from feeling. And that would be like maybe it's a shock within there. And so there's something you're so shocked about that you just have to keep repeating it till you get to what the feeling that we're trying to transmute. And if that's the case, just go directly to the part of me that needs to repeat this story, the part of me that's in shock about the story. And then I want you to go still and go deep. One layer down, what's under that? This is a good question for you when you're working on shifting emotions. What's under that? Now, if you follow every emotion entanglement that you have, and that's from the deepest, the most difficult, if you follow all of them, you will find that they all go back to love, every single one. Go ahead and breathe. Some of you are already checking that out. All right, let's connect everyone to Source. I'm going to work in the corpus callosum right now. The crown. We're working on our access to the Phoenix Light when we need it. It's actually very intelligent, though. You'll be able to access it when you want it and when you're ready for it. Go ahead and drop in your heart. The Christos energy, I feel, is the best bridge between all the worlds. It's the best gateway into other dimensional work. And like I've said before, you can get there without it, but if you go through it, the rest of you is going to be happier. Your body will be happier. And that is unconditional love and acceptance, because that is a bridge between your masculine and feminine energies, the yin and the yang of you. Take a breath. And from your heart, let's go ahead and see what's here that needs to be cleaned out, loved. A little trepidation for a few of you. So let's love the part that's feeling that. Uncertainty. Now, when we talk about loving, what does that mean? I often see people kind of go to kind of like a human, kind of the way we love each other in our everyday life, which is beautiful. But if you're really working with something big, something you've been carrying around your whole life, you need to go to the highest form of unconditional love you can muster up. And let's go ahead and do that for everyone now. Let's connect to that. Run that through your entire field, your grid system, everything. And by the Christos or Christ consciousness, what I'm talking about is that field of energy of unconditional love and acceptance. Pure divine love. It does, you know, many, many masters have used that. But I'm looking at how that can connect to each and every one of us individually. Good. Allow this energy to be in your core. All the places that flow has stopped in your body because of shock or uncertainty. Let's go ahead and allow that unconditional love to be with all those parts. A few of you are moving out more in your heart. Let's go back there. Now, a heart opening is really about allowing things to leave as much as anything else. A heart opening is as much about accepting what we're holding there and allow it to transmute. Now, when we do integration work, we bring parts of ourselves back and we love through all the things that keep it separate. And those are emotions. Sometimes when we think of a toxic emotion, which is an amazing term really, because it really describes what happens within our body and consciousness when we hold on to something for a long time. And when we hold on to something for a long time, that's what happens. It becomes stagnant. The energy gets low around it. We're not able to function. Now, that doesn't mean that the emotion is in itself toxic. And we often get this confused. We're in such resistance to feeling what is there to be felt. But if we just allow ourselves to feel it, we're going to get to the other side of it pretty rapidly. It might be a quick sting of recognition, but it's over. Then you're on the other side to it. And when you use tools like unconditional love, you're not having just to repeat your story over and over again or be re-traumatized or re-shocked. We're able to get to progress to the other side, beyond resistance, where we're whole. Okay, take a breath. let's go ahead and go into the dantian, just below your belly button. When you're in the dantian, I'd like you to put your hand, this is right below your belly button, the lower dantian. Go ahead and put your hand there and feel through until you feel yourself. And for many people, as I've said before, this is like kangaroo pouches for most of us. We carry stuff that's not us. We carry other people. We carry other people's problems. And we're attached to those problems. So love the part of ourselves that feel like we must carry it. Carrying the burden for another. And I want you to feel that all the way till you know it's just you. Okay. So I'd like a balance between your heart, your head, and your belly. And then I'd like you to take your consciousness into the planet, into the new earth. And I'd like you to find a cave. And it can be a beautiful cave with light. It's going to be safe. It's going to nurture you. It's going to love you. And there's some reflective energy within this cave. It helps you know who you are, and it helps you feel what's happening with you, and it helps you reflect love back. So I like to have lots of jewel-toned minerals in my cave and crystals. Go ahead and have the precious gems, whatever is right for you there. I also like a little water, a pond or a waterfall. But whatever it is for you, if you just want a couch and a ping pong table, that's fine too. Just get what gets you in that love, in that, in the depth of this cave in the earth. Now, why are we doing this? Well, there's a couple of reasons. One is we're connecting to earth grids. And this is a support for us. And especially for those of us who would rather just be out of body, we're able to play the full range of the scale of music, the feminine and the masculine, the yin and the yang. I find when people are hesitant to go into this cave, they have an emotion that they're not quite ready to deal with. And there are mother issues. And so let's talk about what those can be. So we project everything on everything, right? That's why you have a projection MP3 in your program. But I want to talk about how misogyny, how we feel about women, how women for a few thousand years here have been considered less than, sneaky, untrustworthy, less than, all of these things, and weak. Some of us grew up with unbalanced mothers. And when that happens, there's also a deep distrust. So we go to the divine feminine. We go to the divine feminine that is also unconditional love. I want you to feel that. The parts of ourselves that feel lonely, we allow the divine feminine to love with us. The parts of ourselves that feel misunderstood, we allow the divine feminine to be with us, to hold us. We allow the unconditional love to flow into that part of us that feels that. There's a lot of judging in feminine energy and feeling powerless and overwhelmed. And part of that is the emotions that we haven't completely moved out of the feminine, because for everything that goes all the way to one spectrum of the light, and for everything that goes all the way to the other spectrum of the deep feminine, which people often call the dark, in that place, we have a lot of judgment. You know, in each spectrum, we need to be able to move towards the center over and over again. We need to be able to ride the waves of both polarities. So feeling powerless, feeling stuck, all of these things can be found in deep feminine energy. We begin to judge it and resist it. So many of you may have noticed that the energy is changing and shifting. Some of the energy work you've done before, it might just work a little differently with you right now. And this is why, because we're bringing in more of the feminine energy, and we're using that more in our work, which means we're riding the scale up and down. We're able to do all of it. So every place that we're shocked, every place that we haven't quite let ourselves feel deeply, that's where we're going to go. I also want to remind everyone that there are stages of stages that happened in accepting a loss or a sense of things. I love Elizabeth Kubler-Ross's work. It's been around a long time, but there are different stages. And if you find yourself stuck in your own work, consider, am I in denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance? And this sometimes helps us. And they're not necessarily all in order. We can, you know, go from one phase to another. But, you know, I often will find myself trying to bargain, and I'm really a good bargainer. I probably should have been an attorney, but go ahead and feel what is there, and feel all the way through. Very good. So when you feel the dark calling, that's an emotion talking to you, saying, can you do something with me? And when we talk about the heart, we're talking about a place just like this cave, a place where the love, the light, and the feminine all merge together and all work together in harmony. And there's some really beautiful things about getting the system working within you. One is your body works better. Two, you're able to know what's yours and what someone else's much more rapidly. Three, you're empowered to create more. And you're also not going to fool yourself. And you're going to know what's for you to do and what isn't. And you're going to be able to actually celebrate the beauty of your own inner truth, which is different than anyone else's. Okay, breathe through that. So that cave in the earth that we were at is also part of the sanctuary of your heart. And this is where we go ahead and invite the parts of ourselves that just need a little rest and transmutation to come to. They come to our feminine heart. And when they come, they transmute. Now, this is pretty big. This isn't like a bug zapper. This is actually transmutation. This is taking an aspect of your soul or thoughts that you are fueling that keep you separate and split, and reintegrate those within your soul. And when you do that, you become more powerful. The soul is a very feminine concept in my way of thinking. So if everyone will go ahead and bring in any parts of themselves that are ready to transmute, to integrate, to sync up, to synchronize, just go ahead and let them come in. Some of you are accepting more Christos. Allow that to come. Okay. I loved your questions, by the way. I had a couple that just said, I'm grateful. And I love that because feeling that gratitude assists you in your next step. Gratitude and unconditional love is a state of consciousness that helps bridge all of this. If we're afraid, we're not able to really feel the light or feel the deep feminine. We're not able to do both. Now I'm going to give you a couple more ways that you can work with the deep feminine. And this is very good, especially if you're new to work like this, is to see the light as a flashlight. And maybe you're entering your cave where things are going to transmute with your flashlight. So you can comfort yourself by everything that's there. And you can reassure yourself that this is also love. This is also light. It's just a different expression of it and a necessary expression of it. Very good. When we spend too much time out of our body or just in the high frequency light, these are things that can happen to us. We can feel disconnected, out of the body, cut off, and kind of a denial of our own humanity and individuality. We're so much in the unity that we're kind of forgetting what we came here to do in the body. And the body actually becomes something we don't want anymore, we dislike. And that doesn't assist us with our best life. Now, if we spend so much time in the cave, but we forget to transmute and love these things, then we can get depressed. Things aren't moving. We feel kind of stuck. We feel inner turmoil because we're just experiencing it over and over again, as opposed to just loving it. Just loving it and let it just go to the next step, into the next step. And I've done this. I've seen many of my clients do this, where there's just this one issue. You're just not going to love all the way through because you don't believe you can. Or you have it confused with your identity, like you need to keep it. You need to hold on to it. Okay. So let's go ahead and take something that you're feeling or a piece of your identity that you'd like to integrate. Let's all love together this piece. We'll help each other. So within the balanced masculine and feminine, which is always in motion, by the way, balance is not static. It's constantly in motion. We have this concept within our core, within our heart. I'll strengthen everybody to it now. Now we'll go ahead and add the Phoenix Light to this. And this is a very special elixir kind of energy. I feel it drop, it's light, but it feels almost like it has a weight of honey to it. we began working with the Sovereign Golden Blanket, which you have an MP3 of. And the Golden Blanket is the beginning. This is our the next phase. After we get our heart aligned, we're able to get in that sovereign state, which assists us in knowing that isn't thinking. It's just like a deep knowing, and we're able just to do things. Some people refer to it as like the fifth dimension. We've been working with this for well over a year in my groups, but there are phases and ways that are beyond that, because there are more gateways and there's more refinement, and that is the Phoenix Light. And so we're going to allow that to drop in through your crown. It's a very intelligent energy. It can go anywhere you are ready for it, and you will find that it will go where it's ready. And if you're able to see or feel or sense, you'll have a sense that it's going where it goes. And then where it doesn't go, that's the other place that you have more more heart balancing to do. You have more integration to do in that area. Sometimes it's just letting go of stuff that's not you. Sometimes it's just loving that place a little bit more. It's a very high frequency. It can really only go to those places. And once it goes there, it begins transforming the body. I see it shift to DNA. I see it really youthening up certain parts of our body. So let's just allow this to come in. It also works with consciousness. Here we go. There's almost like an equanimity fusion of spirit and mind. And that works very well with this energy. Moving down through the arms, the fingers, the core, down through the toes. This is a good energy to sit with or walk with, however you want. Just go ahead and come back to this energy just for a few minutes every day, and check it out and see what's happening with it, how it's working with you, how it's assisting you in upgrading how emotions actually work. You know, we're kind of, emotions are an intelligence system more than they are how we're using them now. And so this is all part of it. So we'll allow the golden light, this Phoenix light, to go into our balanced yin-yang. I see it as a lotus. I started with a rose and we moved to a lotus. And I love the lotus, and I'll tell you why. The lotus gets its nutrients from the mud, yet it rises. So it's still using what it transforms within the mud. And yet it rises into the sun and blooms. So it's using our deep nature and the light together in one system. So I'd like you all to be a lotus for a little while. And each time you transmute, you integrate, you synthesize a deep emotion, allow the nutrients to fuel your flower, your field, your being. And you can see it rise up out of the mud, out of the water, which of course means emotion, and allow the Phoenix Light to be with it. Very good. For those of you who are still feeling the cave within the earth, just allow a little of that phoenix light to be with you there. And allow that reflection to also be in your heart. Very good. I'd like everyone just to be with us a little longer. Just feel the energy, and we'll be taking questions in a little while. Let's go ahead and take the lotus and strengthen that to your core. And the image through all of your quantum field. So moving through your cells, your tissues, your organs, allow this balanced energy, this purifying energy, to go ahead and assist your body in its function and to work with your emotions in a more intelligent way, certainly a faster way, so you can transmute them. Okay, very good. All right, so just stay with that energy. I'm going to take some questions now, and I'd like you to, if you need to tell your story, that's fine, but let's kind of keep them to one subject and one feeling or one emotion that we're working on as much as you can, so we can all practice getting to that quicker. Okay, let's go ahead and see here. So we have area code 613. Hello there.
Oh, hi.
Hi. that's fine. It's deep work. How are you doing?
Oh, and I forgot what the question was.
That's okay. How are you feeling? Just go to that.
I'm feeling like I got into something in there that needed to be released.
Okay.
To move further, is there anything that you can see that I can move out and integrate at this point?
No, I think you did a really good job going into that feminine, you know? Do you feel that? Do you feel that restful ability to be nurtured while you're in the affinity? And I feel like you let go of a lot of resistance to get there. Does that feel right to you?
Yes,
so that's a real sacred place to be. So I'd like you just to stay in that sacredness. And when you're resting in the sacredness, does anything come up?
That's tears coming through. They're not sad tears.
They're beauty tears.
They're beauty tears, yeah.
That's like knowing that's sacred because, you know, you've been working a lot to get here. And this is when you finally recognize that the sacredness of that place, that deep feminine. Keep crying. That's a good thing.
It's beautiful, yes.
Good, good. Well, thanks for raising your hand.
Oh, thank you, Sherry. Thanks for this beautiful session.
You're welcome.
Thank you for all the work. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay.
Blessings
to you. Okay, let's go to our next 086. Hello. Hi there. This is 086. Can you hear me? Are you on mute? Okay, we'll come back to you.
Hello.
Oh, hi. There you are. Who's this?
Linley.
Linley. How are you doing?
Yes. I'm fine, thank you. Well, better than when I started.
Good.
I was wondering how to sort of overcome feeling sort of trapped in an energetic setup where my family sort of dumps on me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, so this is a common entanglement. It's a really good one to recognize. And I always think it's good to start at the beginning. And that feeling that that part of you that your family dumps on. So when you feel that, what do you feel?
Still no choice around it.
Okay. Let's love the part that feels like there's no choice. So take that light, the unconditional loving light, and let's love the part that feels like there's no choice. Now, that's kind of, there's a little bit of mental there. So I'd like you to drop deep into the feeling of the part that feels there's no choice. That you are kind of, is it overwhelmed? Confused? What do you feel?
Both, actually. And also that no choice sort of reflects survival, you know, that if I want to survive,
yes,
I do it on their terms sort of thing.
That's good. That's good. Okay, so the part that doesn't have a choice, that has to survive, we can love all these pieces at once. So, because I know you've been looking at them for a while, so let's go to the part that feels like there's no choice, the part that feels confused, the part that feels overwhelmed, the part that recognizes that you're trapped. So in that trapped feeling, I think that's where you're going to get a lot of your re-empowerment. By going into that. So let's go into the trapped with you, the part that feels trapped, overwhelmed, almost I almost feel like a little horror. Do you feel like a little horrified at times when this stuff comes in?
Yeah, certainly as a kid, yes.
Okay, so let's love this part that accepted all these horrified feelings and felt disempowered by it. Overwhelmed. And that's where I feel a disconnection. So we'll go ahead and assist you with reconnecting that. But love that part that disconnected from yourself to go take care of their feelings. And that would mean their feelings came first. And sometimes we tell a story that, because this is keeping us safe, that we're so strong we can handle it, which is another way not to feel our own feelings. We can handle theirs, but that we just keep putting ours further back. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Love that. So I'd like to right now just take a bundle of energy that's not yours, disentangle it, allow it to go back to where it belongs. And that can be back to its point of origin, back to the light, back to someone else who might need to work it out. Our human self doesn't have to make that distinction. We just allow it to disentangle from us. We make the choice that this is no longer, you're no longer making a home for the pain of others. And sometimes people give this to you to hold you down, right? I'll give you pain and that will make my life easier because you're going to be so confused by it. It's like getting a virus in your computer system. It's like things just aren't going to work as well because you're trying to deal, you're actually more in a holding pattern than being able to work through someone else's. So all the places that you have decided to hold other people's stuff, let's go ahead and put this lotus energy with the phoenix light through your whole body. Very nice. I want to go to that part of innocence, the part of you that was innocent when you made the choice to do this. Let's love that part. I get an image of the little boy with his finger in the dike. If he lets the finger out, then the whole place is going to flood. So let's go ahead and allow the water behind the dam to go back to source, the dike to go ahead and heal, and the little boy to turn around and skip and just walk away. Let's go ahead and just rewrite that scenario. Okay, and the part of you that loves and cares about other people, and how sometimes people can take that truth and kind of use you as like the toxic container of their stuff. They probably feel really good when they unload on you. And also that they own you a little bit because now you're carrying their stuff. How are you feeling, Lily?
Getting better and better, or feeling better and better.
Good,
it's
good.
Lightening up.
Yeah, good, good. I'm going to just do another couple of runs of energy, just cleaning out. So when, you know, as we resolve this pattern, as this resolves, the most amazing thing is we get to really know who we are at a different level, you know, just parts of yourself that you weren't really paying attention to start showing up. And then we get more joy in our life because now we're operating in our own circuits. Our own truth shows up. Our own desires come up. Our own things that we enjoy doing show up for us. And we can start taking care of ourselves because, you know, there's an inner child in us that's also not getting the love because we're so busy loving the other toxic things that show up, right? As you have more room for your own, that starts playing. And the truth is, even if you decide to continue to have these people in your life, which you may or may not, you'll have more capacity for them. You can't heal their stuff that they need to take care of, but you also won't be doing a little soul murder, which is sort of what we do when we ignore our own inner light. And so, you know, it's like we're all supposed to love them as ourselves, but we have to, that also means we have to do a really good job of loving ourselves. Make sense?
Yes, yes.
Thank you. Thanks for calling today.
Thank you
so much. That was great.
All right. Thank you. Let's move on. 404. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Kristen.
Hi, Kristen.
Hi, Sherry. How are you?
Good.
So I put my hand up because I would like to totally flush out, love out the hostility, anger, and resentment. When we did the process, I saw it was like my inner male and female totally resented each other, and now they're talking, and I'd like to facilitate that communication as much as possible.
Okay, so you feel hostility, anger,
and sadness, and that shows up as like a heartburn.
Yeah.
And
but right now, is it the sadness that's there?
Yes.
Okay, let's go with what's here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's go into the part that feels a little mourning over the separation. Let's go ahead and reconnect. So, all right, everyone, glad you're still on the call. We're going to work with a little dynamic tension, which is the beauty of dance, dynamic tension between the male and the female aspect. So if you can sort of imagine the two dancing together or in harmony, sitting in almost like a tantra pose, facing each other, loving each other, each with legs crossed, however you want to visualize it. Or you can see, some people use the yin-yang symbol. I like my lotus symbol, but whatever works for you, I want you to see them there. Tell me what you're seeing or feeling.
Well, at first, when I tried to have it as a male and a female dancing, they were stepping on each other's toes and arguing who was going to lead. So then I thought about it as two koi fish, as kind of a yin and a yang.
Oh, that's beautiful.
In harmony, and that's a lot more peaceful.
Yeah, okay, so you're swimming in that. So you're seeing your koi fish swim.
Mm-hmm.
We'll add the phoenix light, because that's almost a koi fish color anyway. I'll let them swim. And as they swim in circles, are you seeing them swimming in a circle?
Well, they were in circles, but then they said they wanted to get out of that pond.
Okay.
And go back to the ocean.
Okay. 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 All right. So your koi fish are in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things about water is that that's a really good, you know, symbol for emotion. So so they're able to feel each other's stuff, but they
mm-hmm.
can also, I want you to go into respect and allowing. So let's go into all the time, spaces, and dimensions that respect or allowing wasn't something that that you felt. Does that ring true?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's go to the bottom of the water that they're swimming in. And allow that to be your mud, like we were working with the lotus.
Mm-hmm.
And let's go ahead and allow that to feel and to love all the times that you felt that disrespect, that you felt less than, overwhelmed, bossed, all these things. Passive aggressive, you used passive aggressive things, people used it on you. Can you love that? Just allow that deep love. So the Christos energy, that unconditional love, is your bridge, is a really good bridge here. So allow that to be there, loving each side. And let's bring in the divine feminine and the divine masculine energies, which are always in harmony. How are you feeling?
Emotional.
Oh, good. I think that's tension breaking up, things leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else under that emotion? Are you in that sacred emotion?
It's sort of like a dialogue between my parents. It's sort of like, and I'm just trying to tell them it's okay. It's not your fault. It's okay to receive. It's okay to love. You know, it's okay to let go. It's okay to be yourself.
Okay. Well, let's tell your inner child that it's okay. And allow this love to go everywhere. All the quantum particles. The heaviness can go. The self-destruction can go. The mutual annihilation can go. So I'm feeling like you're getting a stronger sense of yourself that's emerging. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Okay. What does that feel like to you?
Depth.
Depth.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Just sort of a depth and clarity.
There you go. Two very beautiful feminine energies there. Clarity is light, so that's those can actually be symbols for the marriage of the two within you. Your inner marriage, of course, it will always have reflections of our parents, but that's kind of part of our job, just to let go of all that baggage that we carry, that we were born into. And we let go, not by suppressing it, not by sending it away, but if the part that's us that's attached to it, we keep loving that, and that's how we transmute it. That's the true letting go. Let me just go ahead and run this. A couple more things I'd like to disentangle with you. I'm just going to do those quickly.
Thank you.
So when we're in our sovereignty, we don't want to be owned by other people and their stuff, right? And some of that is we love it. We love it through the part of ourselves that experienced that, and that allows it to go. That's a key to getting into it and letting go. All right. It was a pleasure to talk to you today.
Likewise. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. This is Natalia.
Hi, Natalia.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Okay. I found the last call very powerful.
Okay.
Which is nice. But what I wanted to address is some anger and frustration that I feel.
Okay.
And I think it's in connection with everybody.
Okay.
Men, people that I feel are more powerful or our power or overpower me or overshadow
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
And feel that everyone is better than me or overpower me or overshadow me.
Okay.
And I can't shine.
Okay.
Or feel and shine.
Okay. So you're doing
everywhere,
a great job.
From my core to my heart to my throat.
This is good. So let's bring the love in. The part that's over controlled, overshadowed, suppressed, kept small. Love the parts that feel small. That were cornered, belittled. Okay, what you get deep in your body. Okay. So let's go to all the time, spaces, and dimensions that you suppressed another or a part of yourself. Like you wouldn't let that part show up, like it was dirty or dangerous or not worthy. So in your self-talk, Natalia, do you like suppress some parts of yourself?
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's go ahead and love the parts that felt that. Okay, a lot of pieces are showing up. We're going to allow the love to be with them as they come out of the closet, so to speak. All right, you want to strengthen your core so we can accept these and allow them to come in.
I think there's pieces in my arms and hands that want to keep them away.
That want to keep them away? Let's love the ones that want to keep them away. Do they want to keep them away because they're unacceptable?
Maybe.
What does it feel like?
Or undesirable.
Undesirable. Okay, let's love the parts that are undesirable.
It's kind of this unrequainted, I don't know.
Unrequainted love?
Yeah.
Okay, let's love the parts that feel that. Sometimes that's the intelligence that wants us to move to something else that we're not quite ready for. So let's just keep loving those parts. As you can make whatever choice you want, but we want to love the parts that are feeling this unrequainted love. Which feel unlovable, right?
Yeah. Well, I think there's also a part that doesn't want to love myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's unrequainted of myself and all parts of me.
Right. It does come back to that. So let's love all these parts that don't want to love yourself. They're like a gatekeeper that keep you actually weaker. And in that sort of judging thing, it will weaken your body. And by allowing the parts that the orphan parts, you can say, to come in, this is a real empowered part. A real empowered point. So let's take that into your core or into your heart. For you, a lot of these people, pieces want to go right in your belly.
Yeah.
Let's let them go wherever they want.
Well, in my throat.
Okay. Let's invite in the parts that want to go to your throat. And the parts that want to choke down what they might want to say.
Exactly.
There's a self-resistance, self-rejection. So things immediately become more acceptable. I mean, if you saw a child walking the streets, a 4-year-old who, has nothing, no food, no home, you'd take care of it. And this is the same thing. This is these parts of yourself that are just a bit lost and kept outside. There we go. Let's invite everything else in. That you already fixed a long time ago that just was waiting for this recognition. How are you doing?
Good. I'm feeling a lot of flow. I'm feeling this right now in my lower spine.
Good.
My core.
There you go.
Yeah.
You did a beautiful job.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Hey there, 661.
Hey, Sherry, it's Megan.
Megan, how are you?
Actually, it's been a great call. It's been so great that I've uncovered the next thing to uncover.
Okay, good. Perfect.
I'm right. I'm pretty terrified of my sexuality,
okay.
And I'm not sure where to go with that one.
Mm-hmm. Terrified. Is it judging?
No, I don't think so. I think it's such a big urge. It's such a huge, I don't feel like I'm judging anymore.
Okay. So it's real powerful.
Yes, it's exceptionally powerful, and I just soon keep it in the basement.
Okay. All right. So if you let it out of the basement.
If I let it out of the basement, oh, my God, what would happen?
Well, okay. So this is a big question. But some of that energy is your energy, and you can use it any way you want, right? You can use it for creativity, use it for, anything. It's just energy. And so we can use it in a sexual way. We can use it in any way we want. So let's go ahead and just allow ourselves to love the part that's terrified.
Okay.
A little overwhelmed.
There's definitely fear of intimacy involved.
Okay. Okay. So let's go to the times that – intimacy was something that you were afraid of. Let's go to that. Let's go to that place of fear. And sometimes we try to control and handle that fear of intimacy by becoming hypersexual. So let's go into that part that's afraid of intimacy. And when you feel that, what's under it?
I just flashed to being a little girl. I'm not sure why.
Yeah.
Vulnerability.
Mm-hmm.
Being taken advantage of.
Right. Let's go to the little girl that had no power and was taken advantage of and love her. Okay, there's a lot of layers on that, and some of it's other people's layers. So we'll just, like a soothing layer that just sort of tapped it down. So let's love under that. Let's love the little girl that was, her feelings were tapped down. And I feel like... you know how we talk about how we hold on to other people's stuff? I feel like you sort of grabbed a bit of a void, somebody else's emptiness.
Okay.
So let's love the part that grabbed onto other people's power, right? Or their overwhelm, or how they were trying to handle their emptiness.
Okay. That just came up this week, my mom. And I were talking about when I was only 2 and she lost a baby and it had come to full term and she lost it and how I might have been affected by that somehow. And I don't remember it, but it's coming up now.
Yeah. So as young children, we absorb, you know, this is part of, you know, how we grow and how we teach children. And so let's go to that little girl that must have accepted, you know, you must have taken in all kinds of hormones too, right? All the mm-hmm. feeling and the grief and the loss and not good enough and life is scary.
Yeah.
And uncertain. And that's a big, powerful event. And the baby lost at that point, there's a soul involved.
Yes.
So let's love the part that felt that soul. And children at that age can feel responsible. The part that took on the responsibility of all of this and the soul that wasn't born. Do you know if this was a brother or sister?
It was a boy. He was born and he died in the first week.
Yeah. Yeah, you can feel him. Okay, so let's put him in an infinity loop with you. He's on the other side. You're in one. Let's go ahead and let the Mobius energy just move and allow the light just to move between you. To allow the souls to go where they need to go. The part of you that lived some of your life for this boy. The part of him that wanted to be your brother. the part of him that wanted to live. And the part of you that's always carried him your whole life. So I'm going to move this lotus and phoenix light through all of your cells, Megan. We'll go ahead and ask for the resolution and letting go of the loss and the connection that you made. So your body can experience what it was like just to feel you right now. You can be connected to him in the grid, but not in your body, not in that overwhelmed place, and overpowered. That means a little more of that fire can come in. And we'll let that be with the phoenix light and dance with it. Just feel all of your soul, just you. I'm doing another disconnect. Just give me a second here. Are you ready to let go?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not sure how, but
yeah, it's been there since you were two. You don't know who you are without it. So allow the light to be there. You're doing a good job. You really are. So between your eyes, yeah, you are doing a good job. Okay, so he's thanking you. And all the parts of you that are with him are coming back, and all the parts that are him are leaving. There you go. You're doing a beautiful job. Gorgeous. You did a beautiful job. It's almost like you've got rebirth.
Thanks. I love crying on calls with you.
It's beautiful. Yeah. So that's a very interesting thing at such a young age, you know, merge like that.
Wow.
So just do some good breathing today.
Okay.
And see where that takes you. All right. Thank you very much, Megan. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Sarah. Bye-bye.
Well, everyone, that's all of our hands raised. So let's go ahead and open the line. And thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for being here today.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Much love. Yes, much love to you. I'll be sending an email out in the next day or two. Much love. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Aloha.
Aloha.